FM.
It did. It put Dublin in the ascendancy, really, and it put Cork on the back foot after that. And going in at half time, you kind of sense it was going to be Dublin's night because Cork had hit a few bad wides as well at that stage.
And is 2 goals in 3 minutes in the first half of a game, is it down to a lack of concentration?
I wouldn't say a lack of concentration. It's kind of, the first one was a long delivery that was a mix-up between Ray Carey and Jamie Sullivan. And a good touch by Bernard Brogan put Keeney in, So that was that goal. And the second one just came from the centre-forward running at the heart of the defence. So I wouldn't put it down to that, but I'd put it down to maybe a bit of the defence playing very much forward, the wing-backs especially, So I think maybe they have to kind of sit back a bit and not be as attack-orientated as they are. So maybe just closing down the area in front of the goal, maybe just tightening that up a bit is what they need to do going forward.
Just on the defence, Joe, I think 4 changes, including the goalkeeper from last week's win over Kerry. Would that I suppose that is kind of a drastic change to the defence. Would that have made a difference in Croke Park last night?
It would have had. As I said, the two wing-backs are probably a bit naive in some of their defending, looking to get attacking all the time. But, I mean, it's a learning curve for them, and that's what I see the league as. I don't feel Cork have to win any league. They want to introduce players like this and get them exposure to games like this. So, it wouldn't worry me too much. They'll benefit hugely from a game like that anyhow.
And just back to the game, I suppose it's kind of a similar story to the start of the second half as it was in the first. A good start by Cork, they got back within a point, I think, but then another Dublin goal. That gave Dublin all the momentum.
It did. I think they traded points for a while, but that goal again, it broke to Brogan, who was after getting more into the game at that stage, and he put a ball across the square and the back of the net, and, 4 points, they attacked on 4 points. Which put the game beyond Cork at that stage, and that was possibly a worry. Cork went 20 minutes without getting a score, and you can't do that at this level.
How do you explain that, Joe, as in like All-Ireland champions and league champions, to not score? I think it was between 15 and 20 minutes they didn't score. How does that happen in such a big game?
Well, you just put it down to so early in the season, possibly. They wouldn't have as much done as Dublin. We're hearing morning sessions and everything that the Dubs are doing. Cork are only back 4 or 5 weeks training. They haven't that bit of fitness built up yet, so I wouldn't think that's a worry, but that's possible. They did it last year too at stages. It's just a slight worry, but I wouldn't be too overly worried at this early juncture of the season.
We'll just say the 3 goals by Dublin, I suppose they were the kind of difference in the end. Cork on the goal scoring front, they've only scored 3 goals in their last 7 league and championship games. Do you think they need to be a bit more ruthless in front of goal and start going for goal?
Possibly, I suppose, as you said, Dublin got 3, and that's what win games is goals. Pearce Neal had a chance, probably. He was unlucky in one sense, but the better foot control, he might have slipped into the side. But definitely over the, even last year, they were very scarce in the goal department. So it's something that has to be looked at.
Do you think they're a bit too reliant on kicking over frees from Goulding and Donegh O'Connor?
They have been. The first game against Kerry, definitely. But I think there was a good spread of scores yesterday. Paddy Kelly got 3. Pearson Healy got 3, so that's good to be seen, but at the same time you need to open up the defence once or twice and create a goal chance.
And what do you think Conor Coonan will have learned from the game last night?
He would have learned, I suppose, that up front he can be happy enough with the 5 out of 6 scoring. Colm O'Neill didn't score, but I think he played well enough anyhow. And defence, he knows who he has to come in. He has Mescla, Canty, Noel O'Leary and the likes. He just, he's given these younger guys a bit of a goal, get him exposure to the games, as I said. But so I don't think he'd be too worried. They've plenty of time. And they have 2 home games coming up. If you win those, you're back on 6 points. So they're still much in the hunt,
And do you think the kind of new lads who come in defence, the likes of Conor O'Driscoll and them, do you think they could make the step up?
Definitely. They're young, and as I said, maybe a bit naive to this level, yes. But 2 or 3 games... In 2 or 3 games' time, they'll be up to that level, so they'll be definitely pushing. But you can't beat the likes of Noli, Canty and Mescan, these guys. They're seasoned campaigners at this stage. But it's no harm for the likes of these young fellas to be pushing them come summertime. We spoke last year, maybe Kisan was one of these guys like Dennis O'Sullivan and Conor Driscoll, fella just pushing, but as it turned out, he ended up making a place his own and became an all-star. So, after one performance, I think they need to just keep playing with these young fellas and give them as much exposure as they can.
Cork's Red FM 104 to 106.